Live from Sherborne in Dorset, it's Liz Hodges. Liz, you're new to the show, so tell us what you're the correspondent for.
Hi, Kate. I'm your OT, or occupational therapy correspondent.
Lovely. Now, Liz, you're an OT yourself, and a disabled one, in fact. So for those of us around who don't know what an OT is, and that includes Rob, who's sitting next to me, had never heard of one before, surprisingly.
You have to out me every time about my ignorance.
Yeah, what can I say? So, Liz, can you just tell us what an OT is, and are there many disabled ones around?
Okay, well, sure. This is the dreaded question for us OTs because it's really hard to explain what we do succinctly. But essentially, I work with disabled people, whether that's physical health problem, mental health problem, or people who have a learning disability, in order to help them achieve what they want to achieve in their life. And that can be through such a huge variety of different ways that I can help them. But that's a kind of really brief explanation.
Nice. That was nice and succinct. I think you did well there. So what's the latest OT news then, Liz? I gather your clients are whinging a lot about how rubbish equipment looks.
Yes. I frequently find that my clients are saying to me just how boring it is, how it all looks the same. It's kind of NHS standard issue. It's grey, it's utilitarian, and it just looks ugly.
So what kind of equipment are we talking about here?
Well, I mean, the whole range of equipment tends to be quite drab. Everything from crutches, walking frames, walking sticks, to things like toilet frames or any piece of equipment that we tend to give out. None of it looks exciting.
I always imagine them being in either white or gunmetal grey. I mean, is it just a case of making your home look like a hospital wing?
Yes, that's exactly it. You know, I get lots of my clients saying to me, I just don't want my house to look like a disability showroom, or this is just going to tell everyone that I'm disabled. And, you know, not everybody has an overt condition that people can see, and some people might want to be more discreet about that. But that's really hard with some of the equipment that we give out.
I can definitely relate to that because I remember my mum and dad had to put some bars on the walls to help me get in up to my front door at my mum and dad's house. And I always used to tell people that they were there for my grandma rather than for me because they just looked so rubbish.
Well, did you want a sort of Hello Kitty version of that?
Yeah, time? I wanted like purple and blue striped. Thank you very much. Now, Liz, you must deal with a lot of newly disabled people, especially for younger people, I guess. Maybe I'm generalising here, but is the equipment a bit of a culture shock for them?
Definitely. And I think you hit the nail on the head with what you just said. I mean, so much of it just looks like it's been designed for old people. You know, stair lifts often come with sort of nice beige seat covers or a nice peach or something. There's
yeah,
no bright colours or anything.
Yep.
And I have to be really mindful because I often will see people when they're just at the beginning maybe of having been diagnosed with a condition or having a sort of deterioration in symptoms. And, you know, I have to be so careful not to go in there and just give them all of the possible equipment that might help them all at once, because sometimes it just acts as a reminder of the things that you now can't do.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for bringing us your news, Liz. I think it's now time for you to sign off.
I've been Liz Hodge, your OT correspondent, reporting for Ouch News.